Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I've been on my farm this week. Having been on Cuban farms last week, I can't help but note the amazing contrast. Just flying into Havana, I observed the plowed fields were red. Red soil. Now our soil is black. I did see some good crops on their soil, but then there were fields that obviously did not have adequate fertilizer. And I asked the manager of their farm cooperative, and he said, well, they might be organic crops. The fact is they have underutilized land, some not used at all. They don't have the money to buy the fertilizer and GE seeds. Their yields suffer. Farmers in the United States have access to the best seed. A seed that rejects the insects that attack crops. We also apply the optimum amount of fertilizer to get the best yield. We practice precision farming. And they import 80% of their food. We feed our own people, and sometimes too much, we know. And we still export 30% of the food we produce. I noted that the Cuban dairy cows look very skinny, but even more surprising, they said they only milk the cows once a day. We always milk twice a day, sometimes three times. You can't get much milk if you're only milking once a day. Dairy farmers are required to give their milk to the state. They can't sell it. And crops like onions, tomatoes, and so forth are treated differently. They have a quota amount that they must give to the state. Excess above the quota, they can sell in farmer markets. That's one way to make a little money. The average person doesn't make much money, about $40 per month. However, the government provides free food to the population. It's something like a food stamp plan. Although most of the food produced, about 70% that is, must be given to the government, they don't have to pay income taxes. The Cuban population is 11 million people. They are well educated. They also have a very low crime rate. If relations between the United States and Cuba are normalized, that could trigger a lot of positive change. Tourism would bring dollars to Cuba. Then they could afford some new tractors and fertilizer and seed. They don't allow foreigners to buy their houses or farmland. If they allowed that, we could buy the country. Now, that's an exaggeration, but we would have more influence. Americans own homes in Canada and farms in Brazil. Why not Cuba? Let me close by saying that I like the Cuban people, and they like us. Their system and way of life is so different. Reform to deliver opportunity will be slow in coming for them, but it needs to happen. And I am John Block back in Washington.